Breakfast.
Sup?
Yeah, before we carry on, can I just give a shout out to someone?
Sure.
Or to a place? Because usually when we talk about places like the police station or home affairs or public hospitals,
the licensing office.
Yeah, licensing office, we're usually complaining about how the system offline. And I mean, it is a complaint. That's a valid complaint, the system offline thing in 2024. But I just want to say a very big thank you to the Tongaat Home Affairs.
Okay.
Now, last week, or was it the week? I think the week before, my nanny lost her ID. And we had to go there and get a new one. And the service was like, yes, when we got there at first, for like 2 minutes, it was system offline. But then the system came back on. So that was good. So, and then I met a lady there by the name of Obalungile Mazibugo. She kind of runs the place there with Mr. Naidi. So thank you so much for it's everything moves quickly.
Where'd you go?
Okay. Tongaat.
Oh, that's mine.
Yes.
Yeah. You should go there.
So you know, I should go there.
Yes, yeah. You should. But the other thing, though, that I was kind of surprised by is that the nanny still lost her ID. So I thought it's a smart card.
Mm.
She lost a green book.
Yeah, so...
Who's got a green book?
So Sky...
In 2024?
Huh?
So Sky thinks it's really crazy...
It is very
...to
crazy.
Have a green book. Yeah. I know for a fact that most people have green books in comparison to the smart card.
No, not a chance.
Yes. Only younger people, very young people, when they stopped making the ID books, have smart cards. Most people haven't gone to get... I've got an original ID book and I have a smart card.
Oh, yes. No.
I'm so glad you said that because I was feeling a little bit judged here from Sky.
No, everybody... I also have a green ID book. Sky.
No. That's not the thing, though. The thing is that Common's got the green book and the ID.
Yeah.
Oh.
She didn't have... The smart
I don't
ID.
Have the smart card.
No.
I don't have a smart card ID.
You should get a smart
card.
No, I've got a green ID book.
Yeah, you don't need one. You see, it's a tough one.
Why would I need an ID card? My ID book works.
Because we're moving with the times, Darren.
Okay.
It's wastage.
I have
a green ID book, a completely workable, functional.
Yeah, it works. He
My
doesn't
ID
need
book
it.
Works.
It works when he
It's
goes
like the new microwave
plane.
With the grill option. I don't need that. I've got a grill and I got a microwave. I don't need the microwave
no,
and grill option.
But guys,
well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you do have the option, I think we need to settle this, but not from us because we can't give you an answer because we are divided.
I'm feeling judged.
Let
I'm
us
not gonna
know.
Lie.
Yes,
I am being judged.
Don't judge Darren, but. What do you still have? Do you still have a green ID book and why? 061-792-9495.
It's Arnu from Belito.
Hi, Arnu.
Yeah, yes, green I book. Still have my green ID book.
Hi, donkey. Donkey,
I will
Arnu.
Probably go for the card next time if I lose my ID. But otherwise, if it doesn't bother anyone, if it doesn't bother me, I'll still keep my book. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Arnu. Thank you, Arnu.
Sky, too much.
My ID book don't bother me, and it shouldn't bother you.
Well, I am judging
me
Arnu.
Me and Arnu, we are birds of a feather.
They are not bothered.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Like
guys,
people that's... No,
why
gosh.
Are you so shocked?
No one in my circle...
You need to get out more. When you go to the airport, you see how many people whip out their green ID
book? No, I don't, Darren.
What? Listen, Carmen, that is a very good question.
Yeah.
Do you still have your green ID book? And why? Should we throw in the why?
No.
Just do you have it?
Yeah.
Do you have your green ID book? 061-792-9495. Kerry?
Sky, I'm going to shock you even more. I have been in this country for 42 years.
Whoa.
I am a South African citizen. However, because I was not born in this country, Home Affairs refuses to give me a smart card, and we are stuck with a green ID book. So, yes, we have no choice but to have the green ID book.
No, that's, you see, that's okay.
Yes,
Sky,
yes, that is okay.
Are you judging her?
Where were you born? Where?
I was born in
Monument.
Krugersdorp?
Yes, exactly.
Darren, I'm not judging you.
Yeah.
I'm not judging you.
Wow. Come on, guys. We're not alone. 061-792-9495. Do you still use your green ID box?
Darren, you're not even in a circle anymore, bro. Because everyone in my circle does not have the green ID book. We all have the smart ID.
That just proves how un-South African you are because everyone knows to make your circle bigger.
God.
Yes, exactly, Sky. You actually
your circle's
just judging.
Small. Your circle's small. But I mean,
actually, Sky, if you're judged by the comments and the calls and everything, it seems like Darren's not the only one.
No.
There are many people in Darren's shoes. So we've been asking you, why do you still have a green ID book? 061-792-9495.
Morning, East Coast team. Yes, I still have my green ID book.
Yeah, I still got the green ID book.
and certified copies of it.
Yeah.
Good morning, Breakfast Team. My name is Caroline from Richards Bay. I do still have my green ID book.
Of course.
But it's got a punched hole in it because when I applied for my smart card initially, right in the beginning, they said that that hole would say that it's void.
Hi, guys.
Oh, no.
I do not have my green ID book. Who wants to whip out this green ID card? Just keep it in your wallet or your purse. Quick and easy and convenient.
Yeah.
Hi, Breakfast Team. Hi. Geisha here from Queensborough.
Hey.
And I'm just wanting to let you know that I am turning 28. I've got a green ID book and I'll probably keep using my green ID book till it falls apart at the seams. Because I lose so many cards. Like, it's so much easier to lose a card, including now my ID card, if I had to switch to one. While with my green ID book, it's a bit easier to find because it can't just slip between a couch or behind a seat or something like that.
Exactly. Thank you very much. And by the way, Sky, if your ID book smells, you're keeping it in the wrong place.
Maybe you think it does, but it's not supposed to. My grandmother had hers for like 90 years.
I've used my...
And it didn't smell.
I've used my green ID book for every election.
Thank you.
And I plan on using it in the next.
Yes.
And then the next, and then the next.
Nah, I'm not...
Let's just chat to Miss Joyce from Phoenix this morning. Good morning, Joyce.
Hi, Carmen. How are you, Sirat?
I'm good, and you? So do you have the old green ID book that Sky is judging, or are you in the smart card group?
No, the same green book. I promise you. We look like convicts on the card, like the most on the most wanted list. I'm not joking.
No, it's
seriously.
True. No, it's true.
And it's terrible. It looks terrible.
So
we actually want to go redo it, but
yeah.
I promise you, we look terrible in it. If you look at it, I promise you, we look like the most wanted people in South Africa.
Jeez, where did you take your picture?
Yeah.
They took it out for us. They took it out for you.
Yeah.
And they don't even give you a break to smile or to set yourself. as you're sitting on the chair, and you just click. And then you're sitting, and when you get yourself upright, they say, finished.
That's the most accurate representation I have ever heard. Thank you, Joyce. And we were committed to those ID books,
and so we must
use them. So, Sky, I hope you have learned a lesson here, a valuable lesson.
But
Sky,
read some Facebook comments just to prove how wrong you are.
Yeah. Now. So, listen, guys. So, Perrymore Crystal says my green ID book looks like it's been to war. However, I'm not prepared to go and sit at home affairs to get a smart card, and my bank doesn't offer ID services in Durban. So I guess until that happens, I'll be using my stapled green ID.
application form gets stapled to it. There was when Dr. Mantu Shabalal Msimang was Minister of Health. Briefly, you would staple protection on it. There was it was proper.
I love this one.
Yeah,
Candice Nika.
Uh-huh.
Because my picture's in color and I look. Fire emoji, love eyes emoji,
guys,
beautiful emoji.
She's right. Even my ID book picture is so beautiful.
Oh,
color,
really?
I was young. Everything was in place.
Now
my green card, it's black and white.
Yeah.
I don't even look good in it.
Let's
she's very
ID
right.
One. Let's put a picture of
I'll
it on
show
the,
you ID
on
one.
The
I've got it here in my bag. But Keelan says the green one reminds him of green bar sunlight soap. And I couldn't agree more.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.